Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For some weeks now on Sundays, we've been on the subject of the Lord, my healer. And there's a couple of areas you need to feed your faith on regularly. And it's healing and provision. Because these things, we face them, we deal with them on a regular basis. Enough sickness in your body can imprison you.
Yes, sir.
And enough poverty can imprison you. But, you know, when the Lord delivered His people out of Egyptian bondage, the Scripture said, after all of the mighty signs and wonders that happened, the psalmist said it like this. He said, He brought them out with silver and with gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. All of this is typical for what we have in Jesus, in the new birth, in the new covenant. And coming out of Egypt is a type of coming out of the world and out of the oppression of being lost in darkness. And the first thing that happened to them is they got money and they got healed. Now they're ready to accomplish the will of God. They used that silver and gold to build that tabernacle. But they had to be able to do the thing, to take the land. You had to have strength and ability. And so the enemy will try to keep you from being effective in your generation by keeping you sick and broke. But if you got plenty of money and you're healthy and feel good, you're ready. Can you see that? To go anywhere the Lord tells you, do anything He tells you to do. Say it out loud. I will not allow the devil to imprison me with sickness or poverty because I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. Are you?
Yes.
We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, Galatians 3 says, and that includes sickness and poverty. Now, you know, people mock us and don't realize they're mocking the Word of God. That's why some people call it cult. Is because they call us that health and wealth gospel. Well, gospel means good news.
Amen.
And sick ain't good news.
Amen.
And broke ain't good news.
Amen.
And how does it help you for me to be sick and broke? If I was sick, I couldn't make it to church to minister to you. How does that help you?
You don't.
If we're so broke, we don't have a place to meet in and can't keep the lights on. How does that help anybody? Well, how does you being sick help anybody? No, sickness is not of God. Poverty is not of God. There are people starving to death on the planet for lack of a decent meal to eat. That's poverty to its extreme. Well, maybe you got a meal to eat, but you can't keep your electricity on. That's the same ugly, evil stuff, just a lesser degree of it. Come on, can you see it? Poverty is evil. And it's not of God. Not His plan, not His will. It's why Jesus became poor, the Bible said, so that you could be made rich. And sickness is not the perfect will of God. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. He revealed Himself long ago in Exodus 15, 26 as the Lord that healeth thee. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The Amplified says, I am the Lord who heals you. The Young's Literal says, I, Jehovah, am healing thee. The CEV says, I am the Lord your God and I cure your diseases. This is one of those great compound redemptive names, Jehovah Rapha, the self-existent one who cures you, who mends you, who fixes you.
Amen.
One of these great I am names. Amen. Who has a right to say, yeah, he used to be, but he's not anymore? The I am is and will always be. Amen. The I am. He is the Lord who heals us. Said out loud, He is.
He is.
The Lord who heals me.
The Lord,
the Lord my healer. You know, just like you receive Jesus as your Savior, you need to receive Him as your healer, and you need to receive Him as your provider, and you need to receive Him as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and you need to receive Him as your protector. How many believe He can do it all? He has done it all, and He can manifest it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we have to receive it. Now, we saw also in Jeremiah 17, 14, I'm reviewing. He said, heal me, O Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved. Psalm 103 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Do we believe this? See, a lot of church-going people, they completely believe, they are fully persuaded that God forgives all iniquities. But they are not fully persuaded that He heals all diseases. They'll say, well, you know, no, it's not always His will. Well, if it's not always His will to heal, how do you know it's not always His will to forgive? We don't decide whether Jesus is the Savior or not, depending on who gets born again and who doesn't. Do we? There are billions of people on the planet who are not saved. But it doesn't change the fact that Jesus is the Savior of all men, but like Timothy says, especially of them that believe. It is His will that they be saved, that they be born again, but they must believe it and receive it. Well, just like we don't decide whether Jesus is Savior and it's His will for all to be saved based on who is saved or not, we don't decide if Jesus is healer and if it's His will for all to be healed based on who gets healed or not. It is His will. Whether anybody receives it or not, it's still His will. Say it out loud, He forgives.
He forgives.
All. My iniquities. And He heals
all
my diseases. Come on, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Jesus said, ministering to the individual that they came and broke off the roof and let the man down, He said, your sins are forgiven. And the religious leaders were upset. And they said, who is this that forgives sin? Now, this is interesting because back then when Jesus walked on the earth, they believed He could heal but didn't think He could forgive. Now, you know, centuries later, people have turned it around. They believe He can forgive but not sure about healing. But the Lord looked at them and said, when they got upset about Him saying your sins are forgiven, He said, well, which one's easier? To say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk? I'm glad He didn't say which one's harder. Which one's easier? Is it true that it's just as easy to receive a healing as it is to receive forgiveness? Thank you for those three yeses. Now, there's a reason why I keep going over this again and again, because tradition has been taught instead of the Word. Most people have not been taught that it's God's will for everybody to be healed. And it's easy to receive healing. Most people have not been taught that. They've been taught sometimes God's working out something in your life through this disease. I mean, all kind of, you know, things that are contrary to the Scriptures. But it's no more His will for us to be sick than it is for us to be in sin. And it's no harder to receive a healing than it is to receive forgiveness. According to Jesus, the head of the church. Now you're going to believe him or a bunch of folks that spent too much time at the library? Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Which one is easier? Well, what he's saying is there's no difference. Both healing and forgiveness were provided in the same act of redemption. Amen. And they're both received the same way through faith. One is no harder than the other. Now, one of the things that we've got to overcome, though, is the walking by sight. Because the thing is, you can't see forgiveness, so you can assume. But with healing, you can see that, right? You can see whether that's there or not. And that's why it's such a big deal of walking by sight. If you don't see it, then people tend to think, well, it's not there because I don't see it. I don't feel it. It's not there. Forgiveness, who knows? But the truth is, they are the same. Now, go with me to Romans 4 and let's talk some more about this. Romans 4 and verse 16. If we receive by faith forgiveness and healing, and we do, there is no better picture of how faith works than the one who is called the father of faith, Abraham. And we're given detail in Romans 4, verse 16, about how he and Sarah received one of the greatest miracles in their life, the birth of a child, of Isaac. In Romans 4, 16, it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. God truly is no respecter of persons. He's made all of his blessings available to anybody, anywhere, on the basis of grace and faith. It doesn't matter where you were born, how much education or lack. It doesn't matter your complexion, your gender, your age. None of that makes any difference. If you will believe him, come on, are you listening? Amen. If you will believe him and receive from him, he will do things for you that most of the planet is not experiencing.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me